This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Officials in Vietnam say they're hopeful that preventative measures taken so far will be enough to contain the outbreak of bird flu. In the past month, 13 people have died in Vietnam from the virus. It's also devastated poultry stocks in the country. 39 people have died overall in Southeast Asia since the bird flu known as H5N1 appeared last year. And health officials worry about what might happen if the virus develops the ability to pass readily from human to human. They warn a global pandemic could follow. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
Many people here have spent much of the past week preparing to celebrate the Lunar New Year, or Tet, with shoppers flooding open-air markets to buy the necessary ingredients for the traditional Tet feast. In Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, huge slabs of beef and pork hang from hooks in the meat section of the Ben Thanh Market. Buckets of live fish line the vendors' stalls, too. Chicken, however, is in short supply, even though chicken is a popular dish during Tet. Vietnamese health officials banned the sale of live chicken 2 weeks ago in an effort to stop the spread of bird flu. The sale of chicken parts is watched closely, too. Tran Hu Tuan has been selling chicken here for 14 years.
In this market, there are veterinarians and security teams that check all the poultry sold here. Chicken not in packages with government stamps are confiscated. The same rule applies for eggs, too.
Tuan says the bird flu is killing business. As Vietnam prepares to usher in the year of the rooster, chicken is getting the brush off.
Before, we could sell about 20 chickens a day on average. On weekends or during Tet, we could sell a lot more. But since the bird flu started, people don't dare eat chickens. They're afraid. They hear about the bird flu from the media, and they don't want to buy.
The bird flu has now affected poultry in half of Vietnam's 64 provinces. Authorities have destroyed many flocks in those areas. This week, they also announced a ban on breeding ducks and geese. Some public health officials believe live ducks may serve as reservoirs for H5N1, aiding in the spread of the virus. 1,000 miles to the north of Ho Chi Minh City, 66-year-old farmer Pham Van Quy lies in his bed at Hanoi's Tropical Diseases Institute, telling a visitor he has no idea how he became infected with H5N1. He keeps half a dozen ducks, he says, and a few fighting cocks or roosters. But they all seemed okay. And then one of the cocks died, he says, and I fed it to our pigs. A few days later, my headaches began, and my children brought me here. Dr. Sequi is recovering. He is one of the lucky ones. The fatality rate for human victims of bird flu is roughly 70%. Dr. Nguyen Hong Ha is the deputy director of the bird flu unit at the hospital. He believes containing the spread of the virus in Vietnam is more difficult than in other Southeast Asian countries like Thailand.
In other countries, they have large commercial chicken farms. So when they find the virus, it's easier to contain it. But in Vietnam, everybody raises poultry. Every family can have a few chickens. This makes it much harder to monitor.
There have been at least 3 suspected cases of human-to-human transmission since the bird flu surfaced in the region last year, 1 in Thailand and 2 in Vietnam. But all 3 cases occurred within families. There have been no confirmed cases of the virus being passed from human to human outside family clusters, to the relief of health officials concerned about a possible pandemic. Peter Horby is a World Health Organization epidemiologist in Hanoi, who's tracking the bird flu in the region.
All the human-to-human events we've seen seem to be not just family members, but first-degree relatives. We're not seeing husband-wife or mother-son-in-law. It's all blood relatives, which would indicate that there may well be a genetic susceptibility for human-to-human transmission. It's extremely difficult to prove that. At the moment, there's too few cases and too few surviving cases to really do those investigations.
This year's outbreak in Vietnam seems to be mirroring last year's in terms of the number of humans infected and the number of human fatalities as well. Horby is encouraged the problem hasn't gotten worse, but remains concerned that it still might. The longer the virus circulates, he says, the higher the risk of it mutating into something easily passed from one person to another, increasing the risk of a global pandemic. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.